locally owned and operated. We are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Michelle Franzen. Vowing to fight, Donald Trump at a press briefing today, repeating unfounded claims that the hush money trial was a rigged political prosecution.
We're going to be appealing this scam. We're going to be appealing it on many different things. He wouldn't allow us to have witnesses. He wouldn't allow us to talk. He wouldn't allow us to do anything. The judge was a tyrant.
Trump stopping short of criticizing the jury of seven men and five women who convicted him on 34 counts of falsifying business records to keep salacious stories from voters ahead of the 2016 election. The judge's gag order barring Trump from commenting on members of the jury remains in place until at least his sentencing on July 11th. RNC co-chair Lara Trump says the guilty verdict has sparked millions of donors to give their money. The Biden-Harris campaign also fundraising off the verdict. So far, President Biden has not directly commented on the verdict. This is ABC News. Texas getting hammered again with volatile storms.
Here in Dallas-Fort Worth, there's no escaping the rain, and some have literally been trapped by floodwaters.
I seen the water was getting high, so I tried to come back. My truck got stuck.
As the water rose up around Marcus Williams,
wasn't nothing I could do.
His was one of 15 high water rescues Dallas firefighters like Battalion Chief Michael Metter answered Thursday.
Kind of a scary situation when you're stuck out there in it and just helpless.
More rain and potential flooding is in the forecast through the weekend. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
More than 200,000 customers remain without power from earlier storms, 1 million in the dark at the peak of the outages. A Swedish knighthood for ABBA. The Pop Quartet members from Sweden receiving the honor today for outstanding efforts in music. They're the most successful band to win the Eurovision Song Contest with Waterloo back in 1974. Since then, they've sold hundreds of millions of records around the world. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from May 24th through June 3rd. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy with spotty showers today and possibly a thunderstorm. Around a half an inch of rain is likely and high temperatures today tapping the mid-70s. Chances of rain continue overnight and even into tomorrow afternoon, too. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. A man is under arrest following an unusual robbery attempt in Waukesha County. Ted Allen has more.
Police say the 53-year-old man walked into a tavern in Dousman early Thursday morning wearing a Halloween mask and armed with a machete. After he demanded money from the bar, he swung the machete and struck a customer. He then sped off in a vehicle which police pursued until it hit a power pole. The man suffered non-life-threatening injuries, while the 50-year-old man hit by the machete is expected to survive after being hospitalized with several lacerations.
Milwaukee school leaders are not ready to vote on their new budget just yet. The school board last night postponed the vote on the district's new $1.5 billion budget. The decision came after parents once again objected to the plan to cut nearly 300 jobs. After news of drastically late financial reports broke earlier this week, MPS needs to finalize its budget for the next school year by the end of June. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker shads you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, and NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. An ambulance was hit by paintballs in western Wisconsin while transporting a patient between hospitals. The Menominee Fire Department says medical crews drove between Mayo Menominee and Mayo Stillwater. At some point during the drive, the ambulance was hit with blue paintballs. Now, the vehicle wasn't damaged. The fire department is asking that anyone with information to contact them. The city of Durand will continue its search for a new city administrator. The city council is holding a special meeting next Wednesday to interview the applicants for the position and narrow down the number of applicants for additional interviews. Current administrator Scott Rasmussen is scheduled to retire on July 31st. The city of Wabasha will be having a grand opening of the new athletic complex this evening. The new complex includes baseball fields, tennis and pickleball courts, and even a hockey rink. There will be food and refreshments available, plus the St. Paul Saints will be having a game to benefit the Falcon Youth Baseball Association and the Wabasha Kellogg Summer Softball Association. The grand opening is from 4 to 7 p.m. this evening. Cadott is looking to maybe sell its power grid. The village board will be voting Monday on whether to sell the city's electric network to Chippewa Valley Electric Cooperative. This is not the first time that Cadott has talked about selling its grid. Co-op leaders say if Cadott hangs onto its power lines and power poles, people in the village could see their power bills jump by 40%. Almost all of that would go to cover the cost of maintaining the grid. Co-op leaders also say doing nothing isn't an option because parts of Cadott's grid are so old, they're dangerous. Things are not yet back to normal at Ascension in Wisconsin. That hospital suffered a ransomware attack on May 8th and has been locked out of parts of its network ever since. Ascension says doctors and nurses at its 140 hospitals and clinics have been affected. The hospital even called in the FBI. Ascension this week said some doctors at some hospitals have some access to their electronic medical records. The system hack has forced doctors and nurses to go back to handwritten notes, and that's caused significant delays across Ascension's entire network. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, Getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
The city of Mondovi will be purchasing 3 license plate reader cameras. During this week's council meeting, Buffalo County Sheriff Michael Osmond had a presentation on the cameras. Osmond says the cameras are not for traffic violations, but for criminal investigations.
They're not used in traffic detection, so we don't have them by a stop sign. It's not speed. It's not a red light camera like they have in other states. This purely is used for criminal investigations, and it's just license plate and picture of the car.
The sheriff's departments can also use the cameras during amber, silver, and green alerts to locate vehicles. Currently, Buffalo County has 6 of the cameras in use throughout the county. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has changed road signs at a Barron County intersection after a fatal crash killed 3 people in 2023. In May of 2023, 17-year-old Brody Blesek of Elmwood was traveling westbound on Highway A and failed to stop at the stop sign at Highway 25 and collided with a vehicle traveling on Highway 25. The crash killed a 54-year-old man from Spooner, Blesek's brother, and another 13-year-old. A crash reconstruction determined that sunlight at the time of the crash caused the stop sign to blend into the surroundings, plus a sign warning of a T-intersection was down at the time of the crash. Since the accident, the intersection has been changed, with rumble strips being installed on Highway A, and that T-intersection sign has been reinstalled. City leaders in Eau Claire are jumping on board with a plan to replace most gas powered cars in the next decade. City Council members Larry Boga and Joshua Miller spoke in a local park to say they're committed to the Biden administration's goal of having 56% of cars be EVs by 2032. The two say moving away from gas-powered cars will improve the air quality throughout Wisconsin. They also hope that building the EV network to charge all of those electric cars would bring more jobs to the state. They did not say, however, how they plan to convince people to give up their gas-powered cars in the next 8 years. Wisconsin needs a new commander for the National Guard. Governor Evers' office yesterday said Major General Paul Knapp is resigning as Adjutant General next week. No one is saying why Knapp is stepping down. He has served as the state's National Guard commander for the past 4 years. Brigadier General David May will serve as his temporary replacement. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources wants to know how Minnesotans like to cook their fish. The agency is asking Minnesotans to submit their favorite fish recipes through their Wild Minnesota Recipe Exchange webpage. Recipes submitted may be featured on DNR's social media platforms during the summer. Deadline for submitting recipes, June 30th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy with spotty showers today and possibly a thunderstorm. Around a half an inch of rain is likely and high temperatures today tapping the mid-70s. Chances of rain continue overnight and even into tomorrow afternoon, too.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-2706.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Gary Sanchez clubbed a two-run homer in the eighth to break a 4-4 tie and give the Brewers a 6-4 win over the Cubs at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers took 3-4 in the series, sending Chicago to its seventh loss in the last eight games. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on Sanchez.
You know, he didn't get to play a lot in the first 20 games, but since then, he's gotten fairly regular action, and he's proven time and time again that he's very, very capable against lefties for sure, but also he's capable, as he proved today, against righties and can hit in the clutch. He gives you a great at bat. Like the guy, yeah, he's going to have some strikeouts, but the guy's dangerous and everybody in the league knows it.
Cubs fell a game below 500 for the first time since the end of March. The Brewers have a 5.5 game edge on Chicago atop the National League Central. The Dallas Mavericks wrapped up the NBA's Western Conference Finals with a 124-103 victory over the Minnesota Timberwolves, winning that series 4-1. Luka Doncic had 34 to lead the Mavericks, who will square off in the NBA Finals against Boston. NHL, Florida beat the New York Rangers 3-2 in Madison Square Garden last night. Panthers take a 3-2 series lead. The Packers wrap up a second week of OTA workouts today in Green Bay. Josh Jacobs excited to be in Title Town. As a Raider, he accomplished a lot of individual accolades. As a Packer, he wants to win it all.
In the top three in almost every category since I've been there, it doesn't really mean nothing because we didn't win. You know, so being able to leave a legacy is something that I think about now, you know, being older and, you know, playing football and obviously trying to get a ring is the only thing that's really on my mind.
Wisconsin football fans will see their Badgers play a pair of home games on Fridays this season. The opener against Western Michigan August 30th will air on FS1 at 8 p.m. The Badgers will also square off against Minnesota on Black Friday, November 29th. CBS will air that contest and kick off at 11 a.m. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs like the XPS 16 powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Boyer returns to the seat next month, and Cup teams check in to Gateway. I'm Kyle Rickey. Those stories next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
Spire Motorsports has announced that Clint Bowyer will return to the seat next month at the Nashville Super Speedway, driving the team's number 7 Chevy Silverado. The race is set for Friday night, June 28th. It'll be the first national NASCAR start since the end of the 2020 season for Bowyer, and his first Truck Series race since 2016. Bowyer is a 3-time Truck Series winner. And the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series and Cup teams check in today at the 1.3-mile Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway. The trucks will practice and qualify this afternoon for their race tomorrow, while the Cup cars will set their starting field tomorrow for Sunday's Enjoy Illinois 300. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Some liquid fertilizer from your compost pile. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Compost tea is easy to make, and it's like a good cup of espresso for your plants as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I've been vermicomposting for a couple of years now. My small bin of worms love the kitchen waste I feed them and have rewarded me with plenty of rich compost. Last summer, I made a bucket of compost tea and gave my plants a nice, healthy drink. Dawn Pettinelli is an extension educator at the University of Connecticut. She says there are two main reasons people make compost tea. One is to use it as a diluted nutrient solution.
They would mix up the compost that they made from their backyard or some compost that they purchased with water. Usually it's like one part compost to six parts of water. They would let it sit for maybe 24, 48 hours, maybe a week, depending upon how fresh or how aged the compost was. And then they would just use it like they would a liquid fertilizer.
The other type of compost tea is aerated as it brews. Throw a couple of handfuls of compost into a burlap bag or old pantyhose and put it in the bucket of water. You can make a simple aerator with an aquarium pump and let it bubble for a day or two.
And what this is supposed to do is be aerobic and stimulate the growth of aerobic microorganisms like bacteria and fungi. The point of using this tea is that they say that it's supposed to have more disease suppression abilities. It would not really serve as a source of nutrients as much as a source of microbes. And people have been applying that to lawns and gardens.
Pettinelli says there isn't an inexpensive way to test the nutrient levels of compost tea, so they will vary depending on what you compost. She recommends diluting the finished product to the color of tea that you would drink. This will prevent overloading the plants with too many nutrients. Learn more about brewing up a spot of tea for your plants at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
65 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk down 4 to 1932. July down, now up 29 to 2015. August up 26 to 2030. And September up 36 to 2029. Cheese markets today were steady. Barrels at 194.40, pound blocks at 181. Cash butter steady at 303. Grade A non-fat dry milk at 116 and a quarter. And dry whey also steady at 40 and a half. Chicago Board of Trade live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower as the cash markets did not develop like the trade had estimated and expected, and that as some of the trade deciding to take some profits in long liquidation, and there's even a little bit of a demand concern for beef creeping into the market. Hogs moving lower in the nearby months due to continued summer pork demand concerns with the trade, even though they've been seeing some increase in pork carcass cutout values, but not enough to move the trade higher. June live cattle down 92 cents to 181.62. August down $1.47 to 178.30. October down 137 to 180.75. August feeder cattle down 245 to 256.62. September down 242 to 258.25. October down 245 to 259. June hogs down 30 cents to 93.67. July down 52 cents to 96.42. August down 45 cents to 95.80. At the Chicago Board of Trade today, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving up mostly lower. Some of this is profit-taking after recent gains in the markets. The grain market has been trading U.S. weather and planting progress this week, and there are some expectations that we could see another window for wrapping up planting and even replanting next week, and that has been bearish as well. Now, the global weather is not cooperative with many major grain producing regions. Russia's deputy prime minister estimates Russia grain exports could decline by 10 million metric tons due to drought and freeze conditions. Russian weather does remain threatening at this time, which could provide even further losses. And also there's some French wheat crop conditions falling 2%. But all of that isn't really meaning too much as the wheat markets continue to move lower again. A lot of profit taking after recent gains. July corn up a half to 449 and a quarter. September down 1 to 456 and three quarters. New crop down 1.5 to 469 and a half. July beans and August beans both down 1. July at 1208 and three quarters. August at 1207. New crop down 1.25 to 1188 and three quarters. July soybean meal up $2 to 365.60. July soybean oil down 30 cents to 45.42. Chicago wheat, July down 3.25 to 677 and three quarters. September down 3.75 to 698 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat, July and September both down 3. July at 739 and September at 748 and three quarters. Energy markets are lower today as July July crude oil down $1.06 to $76.85. August down 99 cents to $76.55. Meanwhile, June gas up a cent to $2.41. July steady at $2.40. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Getting rid of your crops that are still in the bin. We'll talk about it coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
While some corn farmers are having difficulty getting the crop in the ground, those that are done are already turning their attention back to marketing, particularly old crop. And they have a lot of it left and are just hopeful that something will pop up and they can make a sale. But they'll probably want maybe more than the market is willing to offer at this point, depending on what's happening. Frey Olson, an agricultural economist with North Dakota State University Extension, says there's a lot of old crop yet to move.
One of the things I've been talking about this last spring with some of the folks up here, because we have farmers that have a lot of corn left from last year. We also have quite a bit of wheat left in the bin. And so this has been a challenge to try and get everybody to recognize the shift in the marketplace. But what I've been trying to get folks to think about and talk about is take your inventory that you have right now and put it into kind of two different piles, if you will.
He talks about the two different piles.
One pile, call that your gambling bushels. And these are the bushels you're able to park aside and say, you know, I'm willing, if there is a problem this year or if we start to see a big rally, these are the bushels that I'm willing to kind of gamble with to see what happens. And then you have another bucket. And the second bucket is those bushels you either need to sell because of cash flow purposes to make sure that you're paying your bills on time, or you need to be able to move to make sure that you have bin space available for the 24 crop.
Olson says the second pile is the one that he'll be focused on.
Every farmer is going to be different on how much they put into the two buckets. But I want you to be really thinking hard about this second bucket, meaning those bushels that you need to move soon. And given the inventories, not only that we have domestically in the United States, but also global inventories, we will get some pops, we'll get some bumps, we're going to have some sparks in the marketplace here and there. But to have a long extended rally is going to be really difficult. It's going to have to take a very big problem someplace for that to really play out.
Looking at the markets, Olson says we are in one of those bumps.
I think this is one of those sparks. There's starting to be a lift in the market. We're getting a little bit of a risk premium put in because of the rains, kind of the slower planting progress in part of the U.S. and saying, you know, there is a little bit of this uncertainty creeping in. Here's your chance to get some of those bushels in that second pile marketed. Knowing that you still have these bushels for kind of the gambling bushels is what I'm calling them for. If there's a great big rally later on, you can still benefit and still participate.
Frayne Olson is with North Dakota University Extension. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The U.S. agriculture trade deficit is projected to increase again to $32 billion for fiscal year 2024, a $1.5 billion increase from the February projection. Those numbers come from the USDA Economic Research Service's quarterly May 2024 outlook for the U.S. agriculture trade. U.S. agriculture exports during fiscal year 2024 are projected at $170.5 billion, unchanged from February, the report said. Higher exports of livestock and dairy, as well as increased ethanol sales, largely offset reductions in grains, feeds, oilseeds, and horticultural products. U.S. agricultural imports are forecast at $202.5 billion. That's a $1.5 billion increase driven predominantly by higher horticultural products, livestock, and dairy imports. Horticultural product imports are forecast to be up $1.5 billion to $99.6 billion, led by increases in fresh fruits and vegetables. The report also said livestock, poultry, and dairy imports are projected up $600 million to $28.7 billion, driven by higher dairy and livestock projections. Meat processor JBS says China has blocked shipments from the company's Colorado plant because traces of ractopamine, a feed additive, were found in beef headed to China. The poultry site says Brazil-based JBS, the world's largest meat processor, announced in a statement it's working with U.S. and Chinese authorities to resolve the situation. No other JBS beef facilities in the U.S. have been impacted by the Chinese announcement. Ractopamine is a feed additive used to boost animal weight. At least 160 countries, including the EU, Russia, and China, banned or restricted the supplement's use. Earlier this year, food safety, environmental, and animal rights groups filed a lawsuit against the Food and Drug Administration, seeking it to force it to reconsider approvals of ractopamine. The group says the additive is putting human health at risk and causing greater stress in farm animals before processing. USDA officials had no immediate comment. A heat dome led to record high temperatures and expanding drought conditions in Mexico and is now forecast to expand northward. AccuWeather says the dome will bring higher temperatures to parts of the southwestern and central U.S. in the coming weeks. Meteorologists say 82% of Mexico was experiencing conditions ranging from abnormally dry to exceptional drought as of May 1st. Almost 12% of Mexico was impacted by the harshest drought category. Records show this has been the worst drought for most of Mexico since 2011, when only 4% of the country wasn't experiencing abnormally dry or drought conditions. With no significant moisture to help reduce the sun's rays, the same drought helped boost temperatures to record levels. The highest temperature recorded in Mexico this year has been 124 at Colinas on May 9th. That's less than 2 degrees from the all-time high of 125.6 degrees Fahrenheit. A Tennessee farmer is heading to prison for his second conviction of illegally taking money from the federal crop insurance program. InsuranceNews.net says David Manum, a tobacco farmer in Tennessee and Kentucky, was given a 42-month prison sentence in U.S. District Court. Manum's first conviction took place 8 years ago when he was sentenced to spend only a day in custody after admitting he defrauded the crop insurance program. Earlier this year, Mannion pleaded guilty to another count of federal crop insurance fraud based on knowingly making false statements and reports on applications for crop insurance between 2016 and 2022. According to federal court records, Mannion carried out the fraud by having his children insure crops in their names on land that he owned. Mannion's attorney reached an agreement with federal prosecutors in which he'd pay almost $9 million in fines. $2 million has already been paid. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here,
We live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. It's just around the corner, the 61st Annual Durand Fun Fest, June 7th through the 9th at Memorial Park. The Fun Fest Medallion Hunt starts June 3rd. Chicken dinners will be served Saturday and Sunday to support Faith Lutheran Church. Music with the Big D's on Friday, the Dweebs Saturday night. The Classic Car Show and Broadfeed is Friday from 5 till 7. Badgerland Midway Rides are back and the Grand Parade is Sunday at 2. Visit the Durand Improvement Group website for more information. It's the 61st Annual Durand Fun Fest, June 7th through the 9th at Memorial Park, Durand. Widespread rains are expected today in our ag weather forecast. Now, Saturday will be dry for most locations, but then another system brings in widespread rain Sunday into Sunday night. Additional rain chances return for Tuesday and Tuesday night of next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, 70% chance of showers and storms, high 70 to 75. Relative humidity is at 56 to 61%. South winds at 5 to 8. We'll see anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy and 80% chance of showers and storms. Lows 55 to 60. Relative humidity is at 95 to 100%. And south winds at 5 to 7, another half to 3 quarters of an inch of rain possible. For Saturday, partly sunny, a 50% chance of a shower or storm. Highs 71 to 76, relative humidities at 49 to 54%. And we'll see anywhere from 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. But we even could see some sunshine as well, about 9 hours worth. For Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, high 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, high 75 to 80. Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower and storm, highs 75 to 80.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
A minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign. My eyes just about popped out of my head. It said the stars were stacked against you, girl. Get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my numbers to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Oh, oh, oh. I feel lucky, yeah. No tropical depression gonna steal my sun away. I feel lucky today. Sitting at the bar, I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky. Hey, Lyle, boys, you don't have to fight. Hot dog, I feel lucky tonight. I feel lucky. Brrr. I feel lucky, yeah. Think I'll flip a coin. I'm a winner either way.
and I feel lucky today.
Take off time to time with those crazy friends of mine. Head out on steel horses with wheels and we ride. We burn up that road to old Mexico. Blend in with the desert, just we amigos, and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take the long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such, cowboys like us. Talk about living, babies and women, all that we've lost and all we've been given. We sing about true love, lie about things we ain't done. Drink one more cold one, come morning get up and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take a long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such, for cowboys like us. Take the long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such, for cowboys like us.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
We used to chase that Ted and Uber freight. Couple of kids in a Chevrolet. Catch a little air when we cross the tracks. Sipping on something from a paper stack. You hang your shirt on that maple lamp. Slipping through the moon to the river bend. Wasn't very long, I was jumping in, jumping in. I guess I'm still doing now what I was doing then. Chasing you like a shot of whiskey. Burning, going down, burning, going down. Chasing you like those goodbye taillights. Headed west to anywhere out of this nowhere. Chasing that freedom, chasing that feeling that got gone too soon. Chasing that you and me, I only see in my review. Till I'm late here tonight, holding someone new. Still chasing you, still chasing you. heard you got as far as Santa Fe. Well, you know I tried to track you down. I only got as far as Guitar Town. Singing about a girl I used to know. Used to know, used to know. That I haven't given up. I'm just on your radio. Chasing you like a shot of whiskey. Burning, going down, burning, going down. Chasing you like those goodbye taillights. Headed west to anywhere out of this nowhere town. Chasing that freedom, chasing that feeling that got gone too soon. Chasing that you and me, I only see in my review. Till I'm laying here tonight, holding someone. Chasing you, still chasing you. Chasing you like a shot of whiskey. Burning, going down, burning, going down. Chasing you like those goodbye taillights. Headed west to anywhere out of this nowhere town. Chasing that freedom, chasing that feeling that got gone too soon. Chasing that you and me, I only see in my review. Till I'm laying here tonight, holding someone new. Still chasing you, still chasing you, still chasing you, still chasing you.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Driving down the interstate, running 30 minutes late, singing Margaritaville and minding my own. Some foreign car driving dude with a road rage attitude pulled up beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird and then he was gone. Some beach somewhere, there's a big umbrella casting shade over an empty chair. Palm trees are growing and warm breezes blowing. I picture myself right there on some beach somewhere. I circled the parking lot trying to find a spot just big enough I could park my old truck. A man with a big cigar was getting into his car. I stopped and I waited for him to back up. But from out of nowhere a Mercedes-Benz came cruising up and whipped right in. Some beach somewhere, there's nowhere to go and you got all day to get there. There's cold margaritas and hot senoritas smiling with long dark hair on some beach somewhere. Well, I sat in that waiting room, it seemed like all afternoon. The nurse finally said, "Doc's ready for you. You're not gonna feel a thing. We'll give you some Novocaine. That tooth will be fine in a minute or two." Then he stuck that needle down deep in my gum, and he started drilling before I was numb. Some beach somewhere, there's a beautiful sunset burning up the atmosphere. There's music and dancing and lovers romancing the salty evening air on some beach somewhere. On some beach somewhere.
Out on the highway, a lot of pretty girls go by, but none have been right up until today. I would never settle down, but you keep coming around, and your love is a miracle. It's spiritual. Got here just in time. Your love is a miracle. It's visible even to a heart that's blind.